Mishnayos Mikvaos by the Rosh Hashiva continued. Zayin Shvat Heitov Shemim Hei January 29, 1985 on Tuesday continued.
Because there is no such thing. I mean, the exact by best means, you are told you must have another tefillah, but if he ignores the psak, if he has it styles, so does the monasher. There has to be consistency. If the psak by best means you are told because of the cheskasisa, of the ikva isure, some really the end of styles, we have the cheshis, the tares are also made. But, at least he says, suppose you are stable, and then he immediately handled Taras. After he handled the Taras, he reminded himself he has a Shaila test. He came with the Shaila. So then, Rabbi Yisi says, now the Shaila is in respect to the Taras. Taras does not have Chaskas Yisrael. If he had come before he handled the Taras, so the Shaila would be in connection with the Mitre. So then, of course, the psak would be no. You cannot be taken. Because the Mitri has Ikva Yisur, has a Chaskasisa. But, in the case where he went ahead and he handled Taras without this, and now after he handled the Taras, he has the Shalwe. Some Leila that means. So does the Taras say, so the Shaila is not respected in the faith? The Shaila is in respect to the Taras. Does the Taras say, Chaskas Yisrael? On the contrary, the Taras says, Chaskas Tar. The Shaila is maybe they became contaminated. Maybe they did not become contaminated. So Sophie, the Rabbi, and the Kule, and even the BAC will be made there, that the Psak will be destroyed. But only if Osak Vitaris Yishua, but Tov Be'achas Men Ve'adayim Le'osak Vitaris, and came to Bezdin, and Bobi Bezdin Yishua, can I be Yishua Vitaris or not? So then the answer is, you cannot be Yishua Vitaris, because the Mitzvah, you have Yishua in respect to the Mitzvah. Whether you can take on the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah has Ikva Yisurah, has a Chaskasisa. So maybe it's Lechumrah. If the Psak is Lechumrah, and he goes ahead and he handles Taras, is notwithstanding the Psak of this. So he can benefit by the fact that he ignored the Psak of this. So the Taras are played. In that case, that's only a little bit of Yezi. But Alibedei, the Rebbeyah. So even if Tomo the Achas men, Vadayim Luyosak the Taras, Uboli Bezdin Bishoah, so then Bezdin will pass to him. In a harsh situation, you can have the Taras. In a harsh situation, all right, so then. Hanenaro Tanechos, something else. This is the chart in the Rash. So when he says, "Nitzchiyish kashmi poisach koshav reposol, v'ayim maslisim yoriv rabon mitamei v'avisim tamei b'tzorach l'ibul shmiyo." So we see that the Rash uses the washing b'tzorach l'ibul shmiyo. If the Rash had referenced the case where he has the child before he was staying there. So why does he say Tzorach L'Ibul Shmiyo? The Muta Libel, the Rashi in the Loshim, the Tzorach L'Ibul Shmiyo. So obviously, the Rashi is reference to the case where the child was asked after he was staying there. Where does the Sefte discuss such a case? Well, by implication, the Sefte discusses that case. Because the Sefte says, Eimim l'shal yidlu b'echad men, v'yitobal b'echad men, v'yosat ha'as, v'yishab, so he states. But it's mashma, you talk of the achelman below sataris, the shawl, so then it's not teres, then it's hidden way, she did go shia. So that is only a little bit of the But the case of shawl, before he was staying there, then it's even a little bit of a mea, even when she didn't there. Even when she didn't shia is only a little bit of the But even when she didn't know the shayna, that's how the kula home. That's the din of the Mishnah Gimel. That's the din of the Mishnah Gimel. Later, the Moshe Tanez is Teres. So the Mishnah has the Kashim, Monefshah. If according to Rabbi Yisi, the Pesach is, he cannot make a tefillah, that the tefillah is no good, and the gamri is tameh, even if he made a tefillah already, the tefillah is no good, and the gamri is tameh, because we have to be cheshish for cheskasisa. Here it's ikva yisure, so it's like cheskasisa. So how is it that if he ignores the Pesach of this, and he handles taras, we say the taras ateres? The answer is, he made the most of Tales, in other words, if he handled Tales before he has the Shaila. And then the Shaila was asked not in connection with the Mishnah, but in connection with the Tales. So the Tales do not have a Cheskas Yisrael. So then we say we cover it. The Tales are Tales. But if it's Tomo Bachasman, the loyos of the Tales are dying. Ubodishwal, so then the psak is so chato litve or shmiyo, even in hard situation. What do you mean little shmiyo? That means he has the shaila after he was stable once already. Because if he has the shaila before he made it tefillah, so then the answer shouldn't be so chato litve or shmiyo. In that rashoy litve or beachasmen, not so chato litve or shmiyo. So apparently, the Rashi discusses where it's Tomal Bachas Men, the Loyo Osak Bitaras Adayim. So it's implicit in the Tisepte that in that case he's Tomei, Tzolch Litvio Shmiyo, and even if he's Esik Bitaras without making Litvio Shmiyo, so then Taras Adayim. That's on the other reason. I mean, the fact that the Rashi uses the expression "mitzvot litvo shmiyo," so that indicates that this Rashi's reference to the case where it's already top out the achasmen, the loy osak bitaris, and then he asks the shayla, "Do I have to make another tefillah before I handle taris?" So the psak is according to the case, yes, you have to before you handle taris, even in hard situation. So you have to make another tefillah. And you cannot assume, take it for granted, that this tefillah was good, because this tefillah was a mikveh that had a mikveh yisur, had a cheskas yisur, according to this. But according to Rabbi Yeah. So not only if he has the shayle after he was eating the taras, even if he has the shayle before he was eating the taras, after the tefillah, so then the answer would be, the proper thing is, if the good mikveh is available for you, do it. But, out of din, you can handle taras without the church. But it's a mashma from a basis washing. So, a basis washing is mashma that when are the taras tailors, only the shayla was asked after he handled the taras. But if the shayla was asked before he handled the taras, after the tefillah v'sheino, so then the answer is you are tomei, you are to become sinner tomei, misafi, because of the chashashisa of mikra yisura of the mikre, until you make the tefillah in a good mikre. That's only a little bit, but not a little bit, not a little bit. where does he set to say that he, the Shaila was asked before he was Isi Bataris? So, and so the Psak would be, it requires a Tirish Neo, and then if he had the Taris, so the Taris would be Tomei, that's by implication. Because Rabbi Isi says, in Tomei will be also the Taris, and then he was Shaila, so Taris did it. But in Tomei will be also the Taris, and he was Shaila, and after that, without taking a Tirish Neo, he had the Taris, so then the Taris had made. That's not how we allow me. That's only our little relation with Jesus. I know, it's a little confusing. I have no other way of explaining the rush. But, you see, the core. How is the core gilis? The core is gilis. So hakiyo b'shon b'smalu. The gilisim here. Even leisho yasid b'taris b'yachasme. What does it mean? Hakiyo b'shon b'smalu. And then he was stable b'yachasme. And then yes, the shayla. I already made it till it. One, even two. So can I handle taris? Can I handle Taras without making another tier? So then, even when you show Yasin Taras, why? Because I suppose there is no law available? It means a law is available in another town. It's a big deal for him to go to the other town. So then, he can end the Taras without making another tier. Without making another tier. Why? But Rabbi Isi is saying it. After all, he's asking the Shaila now, after he made the tier in one of the two employees, and he wants to know whether he's allowed to end the Taras. And there is, so even they shall ask the Taras. Because, I mean, now for now, there is no hardship. But if there is a hardship, so the answer will be he can handle tars without making an attitude. And you can assume that this filler was a good filler. Taylor will hope. But it's Ikva Yisura. So the sheet of the boy is that Ikva Yisura is distinguished from his cousin Yisura. Ikva Yisura is distinguished from this cousin. So it's only a question of Rechatrile. Are we now with Alejo? But just because he ignored the Psak of Bezin of Rechatrile, so we don't say that even David, the Taris that he handled, should be done. What I am saying in the Rash is that when the Rash says who made the divorce of Taras and Teres, so the Mishnah has the Kashe, how can it be based on just passing that his stomach, he has to make another Teres, but if he did end with Taras without making another Teres, so Taras of Teres. So what is the consistency? What is the consistency? The answer is, there is consistency. Because, when does the Rash say, who made it the most of Taras is Teres, in other words, if he was stable by Achas Meir, and he went ahead, and he handled Taras, without a Shaila. And then, after he handled Taras, so he has the Shaila. So the Shaila is asked in connection with Taras, the Taras do not have a Cheskas. So the melee, the psaki, you already have the Taras, and the Taras do not have the Haskasisa. So the melee is taking our bones with Kule. We are dealing with the Hokkien. That you are tingling, we take it for granted, you are tingling in a kosher mikveh, not in possible mikveh in Rabbah. But suppose he is the shayle before he entered the tax, and then the psak was a contrariacy, the tingling, the hardship situation, he is not allowed to enter the palace until he makes it through a shmiyah. But if you know the psak, and the end of Taras, then Taras will be praised. And so there is consistency. Okay. Now, So we have machlekes between the blesser and the rabbonon in case of less than gimel ilugim, the beast mind falling in ab initio, at the very outset, at the beginning. So according to the blesser, if at the very outset, while the mikveh is completely empty, so a revis mind shuvim falls in and becomes possible, even though it's less than gimelud. But if later on, when you have already some water in the mikveh, make sure. But not when so, and the revis falls in, or two lugim, let's say, gimel lugim minus a mashu, minus a quarter, falls in, so then it doesn't pass the mikveh. Then it doesn't pass the mikveh. And the Chachamim say, Bein b'tchilo, Bein b'seyim, Now the question is this. The blessed Aina Revis Maim shouldn't be Trimo, Paisley and Sami. Ushleisha Lugin al Pnea Maim. What does it mean al Pnea Maim? Pnea Maim means as long as there is one drop of Mitchum in the mikveh, and then a Revis falls in, doesn't pass. If the mikveh is completely empty, so then there is all the mansion falls in the past. And suppose there is one drop of water, they shun in the then there is falls in the past. Suppose there are 10 drops, suppose there are 100 drops, suppose there are 1,000 drops. So what does the blessed mean when he says, Ushri Shalugin al Kleyam? Ushri Shalugin al Pneyamai, Lehaha Shalom, they have been mind shaven. What do you mean, how? One drop is certain, how? 10 drops is how they? Probably not. Sure not. So, what is how? Maybe how they mean Sopolipso? Maybe how they mean Sopolipso? Maybe how the means give you. Maybe how the means release my nature. So I think that are fishes. I mean, it's not mentioning the fish test. I'm not mentioning directly in connection with the brothers. The fish tests are mentioned by the Poskim in connection with Rabbi Tamsin, Kingsley, that Rabbi Tamsin is the biggest Bachman, you know, in respect to my children, whether it's in Chaisel or in Rabon. So there are a number of ships. So the Rebbe and the Rambam are the biggest project. The Rebbe and the Rambam are the biggest project. They hold that even Kuritschow, even Kuritschow, and even show how the new Dukati, Kurit, is crushing us. In the Raise, you can fill up water in your fists and be mulling it into the country, according to the Rebbe and according to the Rambam. Then there is the Shite of Rashi in the Lokari, the Samchbob, and the Rashbam, the Rasta, the Samchbob, who say that if it's the Mugudin or neutral, the Tesor, then it's supposed to be Rabbah. But if it is Chavalev social, Ubi show, so then it is possible to rise. Whether it is show about the new decree or show of the new decree. That's the second chip. Then there is a third chip, one washing in the rush. One washing in the rush. That clearly show all the clothing Kleadomo than Afrikabutune. So then is caution the rush. But clearly show of the Kriya and Kabul Tume or of Yosa Obi Tume, then it's possible. That's the third. Then there is the other washing in the Rash, the most ashamed mention, the other washing, that clearly show whether it's of the Kriya and Kabul Tume or of the Kriya glowing Kriya Domo that is not the Kabul Tume, is possible. That's the fourth sheet, right? I think so, right? Fourth. Then there is the sheet of the Haidet. Then there is the sheet of the Haidet. That there is a difference. There are two kinds of show. One show is, in other words, if you put up pails, you know, while rain was pending, he said himself, it's going to rain within half an hour to start raining. Let me set up 20 pails near the shore, near the border of the Mikveh. So it started to rain. So all these pails, so became filled up with water. Then there was a very strong wind, and the wind, the hurricane, turned over all the pails into the Mikveh. So there was no Milubia dying, but there was a deliberate filling up of Kelim with Meisham. That's only possible. But suppose he fills up his hands with Meisham and he dumps them into the Mikveh, then it's possible to rise. So that's a difficulty. Then there was a sixth shikha, it was the biggest machmir, is Rabbi Tam Zivra Ayosha. Rabbi Tam Zivra Ayosha. His shikha is that Gimurudin at the very outset is possible in the rice. But the same, it is only possible now. So there, we can raise the same question. What does it mean Bitchilo, and what does it mean Bisei? Does Bisei mean everywhere the Mikveh head, one drop of Nechomi, can you even fall in, shooting? So then, it's only Pasim Rabbanis that can stop. So, according to the Rab, since he says in connection of our Kriya Mayim, in connection with respect to Rebbe Lezer, Lachash hoy be halbi mayim shayim. So according to our intention, the Gimurugim Paschal's betrilo with the rice could only be saved al kliya mayim in Paschal's in Rabono. So what does it mean be saved? Also halbi mayim. But the question is, what is halbi mayim? So you couldn't say that one drop is halbi mayim. But maybe if the beast mitchum is halbi mayim, maybe if the beast mitchum is not halbi mayim. But the looking is halbi mayim. What's the difference between the beast? See, there is a difference. According to our account, so at the very outset, Gimel Lugin passes in the eyes. So apparently, Gimel Lugin is considered as kosher, head of Chibes. Some believe that's Mayim Hal. And maybe Mayim Hal, they mean, you see, also, role of the Mitre. So in other words, the same Shaila that applies to the Blazer, when the Blazer distinguishes between Trilo and Visot, the Blazer uses the Roshan of Nehemiah, not Visot. The Chacham uses the Roshan of Visot, but it means the same thing. So, in connection with the Blazer, we have the Shaila. One is in of Nehemiah. So there are three alternatives. One alternative is, Al Kliya Mayim means, after the beast which Shomim Mayim Din to the Mitzvah. So then, only Din passes it, not the beast. Another alternative is, Al Kliya Mayim means, after Din Lugin made Shomim Mayim Din, because Din Lugin is the Bachoshim. So, then, a beast Mayim Shomim doesn't pass it. Only in Rudy. A third alternative is of their mind means after Olive saw made Shomi Randy. So then the beast mind shooting doesn't pass it, but only in Rudy. And the same three alternatives we have in connection with Ramit Hamshi. Ramit Ham also distinguishes Ali the Chachom between Trilo and Tzei, between Trilo and Alkliya Mayim. So whatever is true of Bisei, of Alkliya Mayim, Alivya and Lezeah, so is true Alivya and Tam. Because according to Ramitam, so the Trilo Gimulugim should be passed in the rice. Bisof Alkliya Mayim, so Gimulugim passes on in the Rabor. So the question is, when does it pass in the rice? When does it pass along in the Rabbah, not in the rice? If it's Alpiyah Mayim. What does it mean Alpiyah Mayim? Lachash hoy ben mayim chere. What does it mean? One alternative is Lachash hoy ben chapalot som nachami. One alternative is Lachash hoy ben gimu lugi lechami. And one alternative is Lachash hoy ben vivis mayim. Make sure what's the difference between the beast mind? They are in Stabra. Because the beast mind has a shady chair. We are icing. We have been being marked in its name.
Thank you.
returning to the Osh in Gorobasra, in Pilik HaMichlas HaBalis. Paragraph Tess, the Agoyis Osher, and the Osh in Paragraph Tess, in Pilik HaMichlas HaBalis. So there, he discusses how redemption. He says, the key there, she hate him, my shaving, show it, shlugging, pastry and sandwich. He means with rice. About aha, she hate me, leave my shaving. If you look in 4 weeks after the week they had already come out of Solomon's shaming, we pass along the Rabban. We speak it Rabban. So, like what Sasha said, is that the country of the town, that you will be in the trio, pass us in the rice, but the same only the Rabban. That they are mine, we pass us only the Rabban. So, what does it mean? What does it mean? The same? If it already has hope, make sure. Of course. It's discovered that when the Rab says, mine harvey, he means, of course. If you meant for this, he would use the Russian, mine harvey. He would say, the weeds, even if he meant, you know. So it's like Agoy Sasha. Yeah, Agoy Sasha. Even though the Rab discusses a blazer, but it's the same thing. A blazer distinguishes between the Tchila and the Sof, and the Rav Netam distinguishes Alul the Chachonim between the Tchila and the Sof. So whatever is true Alul the blazer in regard to the Sof, the Amayim is true Alul the Rav Netam, Alul the Chachonim. That it shouldn't be possible to rise it. So that's the Agoy Sasha. The Marik in Simon Bob, he says that according to Ramatama, that him looking at the very outset passes in the rise would be so not. What does it mean so? After Gimulugin, which is the Lachoshek, how do you know Gimulugin is the Lachoshek? We see that at the Trilo it passes in the rice. So, after Gimulugin, the Chomin warm the Mikveh, even though it's not, it doesn't have the power of the Chomin, and then Gimulugin falls in, so it passes on in the Chomin. The Mahut is in. And then the Lachem Sidwar mentions the Shikya of the Maruch, and he says that it's Mustaber of the Pisof means after this Mai, which Shom is the Maruch, was the difference of this, because that means we have a Halachian Mitchell with Shom, the Kosher Mitchell in the Raisa, we have it, Machin is Meres, Gangel. So that's already considered Pisof. So we have three fishes. Shomim v'nismalitz, harinu psulim, שאם דורים או גם כן, ורדו איזה מכשיר שהמיים שוב עם פסל מסמיכר, עד שניתלו לסייך פלש, ביר של גס, ואין עשית שמישהו מחזק את מים, בלו יגיסטרד, זה איזה עיתון סייפר, he says בלו יגיסטרד, but there should be days instead of the ball, בלו יגיסטרד, שאין שכז בקפיוסי, ונמצו על המים דורים, ומחזקים מחמוס הגיסטרה שנקלי ומתחכך שילוי רבון ותישוב even though it's a little broken but it fulfills a certain function in other words a pregnant that mention that is mentioned in Mishnayis and Kehilot even with Abbe Kabbalah's Tume so even a gistere of the Kehilot can be Mikabbalah Tume if the gistere is capable of fulfilling certain functions. So it still has a chalish shem kele. If it takes in the lachli or shem. So mele here, now, if you have water in the bay, and if it's not well clustered there, if the surface of the bear is not well clustered, then the long run, all the water will be nivra into the soil of the bear, unless it is very well clustered. But suppose the cluster didn't do its job, so then, even though it is clustered, so it will absorb all the water. So suppose it's not well clustered. If you take fragments of the klicheres and you place it on the ground of the bay, that will be mechazing, the bay, so that the soil will not absorb the water. So that means, how was the water preserved in the bay? Because of the gistere. If not for the gistere, all the water would have disappeared. It would have been nivra into the bay. And the gistere prevented or precluded the absorption of the water on the bay. So maybe the Chacham saying that this water that was preserved in the bay through the functioning of the Kehilah in Gistere, and Gistere is also a Kehilah. It still is in the Melachte or Mishena. So it has a Chalishan Kehilah. So the Mele is considered Shom. It's considered Shom. But the Blessor says, when is it considered Shom? If you are mechaveh that the water should fill up the kehilah, but here he had no kavanah that the water should fill up the kehilah. He didn't want the water to fill up the gistere. Suppose the gistere hesitated from a good picture. He wasn't interested in that. He was only interested in doing mechazik the bayah soul that the pores would close up. The gistere closed up the pores of the bay through which water is nivra. So for the time, so he said, Rablaza Machia, Shaina Mayim Shun Pesan Mikhe, Achidit in the Zeche. So, Kirish Bir Shodas, Deina Sitze Bishul Ob Malach Machazek Ismayim, ולוי הגיסטרה שאם שקר וכחיוסי ונמצאו כל המים גדולים ומחוזות עם מחמוס הגיסטרה שאם בלי ומתחכך הקשיב לרבון ותישול ורב לזה מחשיר כאילו דמיטולוסו נוניק ללא יושוב when he trained him so Because of the mystery, they became preserved in the Nietzsche, so that they shouldn't be absorbed by the Nietzsche. But when they came in the Nietzsche, did they fill up in jail? They didn't fill up in jail. So, even according to the Chachamim, when does it become show? Not at the time they turned in. After the Bia was in Sazik, as a result of the Easter, then it became show. So what I say is, in order to be show, it must be show by the time of the Nefila. By the time of the Nefila, it didn't fill up in jail. Later, let's say, hours later, as a result of the Easter being on the ground of the Bay, so it was preserved in the Bay. So it became shown later on. It cannot become shown later on. Only if at the time of the Nefila is already shown. But here, at the time of the Nefila, it wasn't in Mali. Any Kele, but Chachamim say, later on, as a result of the mind filling up the gisters, being on top of the gisters, and staying there on top of the gisters for a number of hours, so Mele, it becomes preserved in the gisters, and it's not Nivra. So it becomes showed dead. But Chakamleva says, if the time of the Nefila it wasn't showed, it cannot become showed later on, after staying on the top of the Gisteret for a number of hours. Chakamleva Mahshe, even if it was in the Nefila, Let's go over there. Shalub lug echad b'chol guma. Atro yigia l'guma ashrish iskosha. Yehadalei ki mitche sholem shenofu l'seichei gimu lugi mayim shubi. To learn paslu. In other words, in the mitche, the beya had three holes. And then, in the three holes, so in each one of the three cavities in the Beya, so one loop of Shubim fell in. Together, they totaled to give a loop. And then with Shomim Vendi, so the Chachamim say it all depends. If the Beya had already then saw with Shomim before the loop of Shubim in the third Gumet came in, so that means by the time three Lugi Mayim Shuvim won the Mikveh, so the Mikveh already had Mem Saw Rishon, so it's a shocking. So no Shuvim in the world can possibly. But suppose, let's say at 12 o'clock noon, so the third Luke filled up the third cavity in the mikveh. And then 5 minutes later, so the last portion of the Mem Saw went into the mikveh. So in other words, at a time when Gimu Lugi won the Shubim, won the mikveh, there was not Mem Saw yet in the mikveh. So it passed that mikveh. So even though 5 minutes later it started to rain, and there was Mem Saw, the mikveh was already possible. The mikveh was already possible. So, souls. So he says, in the Duash Nofis Eche Avoyim Soy, Vayim, Shevel Hachim Yia Vuma Shrishis Kosha, Vim Vat Fosu. Hachim Yitra, Hachim Yia Vuma Shrishis Kosha, Yehavale Kibit Veshorim, Shenofo Vizeche, Dimu Nudi Mayim Shuvim, the Loi Pasru, Vohanam Yehoyim Yehoyim Yitra Avoyim Soy, קדם שהגיעו המים מבום השלישיס ולניפס על המקרה הם רבשים מחשיר מפני שכניקרה סומך ומקרה כניקרה סומך ומקרה כניקרה כושר הסומך משולת שזו אימי דיקשפוסי וזה אימי דיקשפוסי וחנה מהמים של גומייס כאימי לפניעת מוכשיבה ולא יקום רובים במלוכת רבשים. Rabshim says, even if we know that the third look of Manishudin came in, entered the third cavity, the third hole in the veil at 12 noon, and when at that time there were only 35 souls, and 5 minutes later, 5 more souls reigned in, it's still rush. It's still rush. But they were already at 12 noon. They were already
just for a few minutes.
and that, that from these permissions, from these permissions, the problem should be appears that mitzvah, some of the mitzvah is kosher, according to everybody, even according to the rabbonim. What does the halacha mean? Now, we have a halacha of hashot, the one of hashotim. Hashotim means that if you have, let's say, nine children, to bring in contact with many children, whether I want to be a patriarch or a person, alright, so then the here to form my own children become immature through contact with me, mitzvah. So the show be spot. That's the aloha pashot. Or with a mind made, if you have a mind made, then you place them in contact with me, mitzvah. So the here to form my own claim become toy. It's a shot. Even though there is no actual you, there is just contact. But they are in the fiatzmo. Let's say, suppose you have a mitzvah, and then you have the little woman next to the mitzvah, and you have a mind shooting in the woman. But the mind shooting of the woman are in contact to the extent of the Hatiach, or to the extent of Shikaras Hamei, with the main mitzvah. So the show in the Gumor becomes ancient. Even though there is no actual will, there is no actual commandment. After all, the children remain intact in the womb. So there is a loche of din chibur and din yom. That's likula. So there is a loche of din chibur, din yom. But lechumre, so my children can only pass on the mikveh if they are actually communicating with the mimic. It falls in. It's actually communicating. Can you identify the drops of the year before Shulim once it falls in? But suppose you have Jim Lubin Mayim Shulim placed in a gumo, adjoining a mikveh, and the Mayim Shulim in the gumo are in contact with the mimic, but they're not actually communicated. So then they don't pass it on. Even though the mitzvah does not have much. In other words, only Kule who we apply the concept of field and chibur, even though there is no actual communion. So it's considered communion. We call it the matkia tume, the matkia show. But lechumre to apply the aloche of eruv mikvoyes is shikaras hanei, that we don't say. That's mucha according to everybody. That's mucha from perifot mishnayot and perifot mishnayot in chachom. But here, when chachom say actually being loved, if the third loop filled up the third gumo in the bale before there was mem soul in the bale, so then it's possible. So it's reference to a case when the gimel looking on the gumes, and it's more authentic about fiachosh tazmes, where it's sofal gabo, when it overflows. When it overflows into the bayons, so that is considered as actual. And Shimon says, even though it's a foul gabo and it overflows, it's not considered actual. Actual evil means when it falls into the mikveh so that you cannot even identify the mayim shuvim from the mikveh. You can identify when it gets lost, but here the mind shouldn't remain in it, even though it's a foul gabo. So it's not considered, so even though it's of Altavok, it's not considered as actual. Whereas the Chachamim hold, true, if it's not of Altavok, then there'll be many interruptions. Just contact to the mind there, even if the contact is to the extent of Shvarasanei. So it's only a video, it's not actually of Shvarasanei. But here it's of Altavok. So it's considered actual, and Rav Shimon doesn't consider it actual until it is a power. I mean, until it is mamish from you, that you could not even identify earmark the mayim shurim of the Gemara. But according to the Chachamim, as long as it's a power gabo, it's considered actual. So many. So there's the machlokes between Rashi and Chacham. Machlokes is not whether mikveh some of the mikveh passes. Everybody is made it that mikveh some of the mikveh does not pass it, even if there is contact shvaras on it. When can you really pass it when it's actually coming? But suppose it's more than shvaras on it, when it's off al gabov, it overflows. But you still can identify it. It's not lost in the mass of water of the bay. So then, according to Rav Shimon, since you can as long as you can identify the one true, so it's not considered actual will, only dinu, and we do not say dinu. We only say the kule, and according to Rabbonon, if it's of Al Gabo, so it's considered actual. That's why it's passed. But suppose it's not of Al Gabo, the same thing. In the three gumes, there is counting. Shifaras and eight. So it's constructed with real, but not of Al Gabo. Doesn't overflow from one to the other. So then Ibn Chacham will be made it. That we do not say that the dual duty that are considered literally considered with the mikveh would pass away only when it's actually coming. How do you say here it's a palgabo? It's more than it. Then it's considered actually, so it passes. Even though you can actually identify the mind should be given. And Rav Shimon says, as long as you can identify the Manchum, the Bumo, the remaining text there, even though it's of Al Gabo, but as long as you can identify them, it's not considered actually blue, it really doesn't pass away. Now, for next week, so you should be ready, and the rest of the Mishnayos, and the rest of the Mishnayos, in the second period, in the Rash, in the Rash, in the Rambam, in the Rosh, everything. And then you should go over the Sukhye in Mure, that you base about Hamshoche, the Kulit. Up to the two dots are on the base, up to the in the house, to go over the Rashi and the big thesis. Where he mentions the Shita of the Shittas, but in order to understand it, you have to look up the Shittas. I think it's Parsha Vayikra. I think it's a Chumash Vayikra for the Shittas. And then go over in Tzitz Peirush, where he mentions that God is a Kro. The Kro explains the Shittas Rambam in connection with the Amshoch, the Rupe, and so on. And then, in connection with the Mishnayos, the Rashi, the Mishnayos, Rav, Zion, and so on, to look over the Tshuva from the Nefesh Chayot, the dimensions. From the Kadmeim, the Tshuva, the Tshuva from the Kadmeim is.
Mishnah Mikvahs, Shiri Dalet, Father Rosh Hashiva, Yud Dalet, Shabbat Hei Tov, Shem Yom Hei, February 5th, 1985, at Tuesday.
Let's go over Mishnah Mikvahs, the Rabbi of the Nore, and then, the Rash. Hamsamik is a titul story, Moshe Yudhanu Shabbat Shalmidi, Kosher. So what does the Sanic mean? He just pushed it to the side. So he didn't separate, he didn't separate the water, he didn't squeeze out the water from the teeth. If he separates the water from the mud, then he But suppose he picks it up and he separates, he rinses out three lugim water from the teeth, then it's old mamish. Giving lugim, so he passes the mitzvah. If the mitzvah did not have memso, the hutishe, the dakke, the mitzvah, the memso, who is the mitzvah, the mind should be business and mitzvah. But isn't he mishabim to the tillage? In other words, the end, surely he is mishabim to pick up the teeth, and move away the teeth, you know, to a separate place. And then, and he knows that as a result of picking up that heat that has a lot of water, that has a concentration of water, so the water will come out. So mill according to, so, but his kavone is not to have water. His kavone is, you know, to push away the teeth to the side. To the side. But he knows that as a result of picking up the teeth, that has a concentration of water, so the water will come out. Will come out. So Rabshimin says, inasmuch as his kavone, his intention is not to have the water out. His intention is misalik zakimona. But he knows, so even though he knows that as a result of the simukatit, some mele, the water will come out, so according to the Rabbanon, it is considered chov. So, what Rashidna says, since his real motive is not to let the water out, his real motive is to be misalig as a tikkun mokim echot, so mele it's not chov. Bein alok et Rashidna. Now, so the Rambam no Shita is. Now, this seems to be the Shita of all the Shem. Of all the Shem. Except possibly the Rambam. I say possibly the Rambam because in Bar Nefesh we have different Yosoris. So you'll find this Yosef will mention one thing, and the Taz will mention another thing, and it's not that one makes a mistake and the other one has the correct version. As Kapach says, in other words, the Rebbe wrote many madures. So in other words, so the Beis Yosef had one madure, and the Taz had another madure. Now, so that's why we have different chittes in the Rebbe. It's not that one is wrong, is incorrect, is an incorrect citation of the Rambam. It's a question, this is what Kapach says, and this seems to be true. So, it's a question which Madur had a certain vision or a certain basic had. Now, the Beis Yosef, he lived before the print was invented. So, he had many escapes from Madur. And the Taz, of course, after the print was invented. But the question is, what manuscript was published, was printed? So that's why. So there is one version of the Raivet in Bala Nefesh, where the Raivet mentions something very interesting. It sounds strange. On one hand, the Shittas Raivet is, you know, in regard to the question whether Shov is in the Raise or not. So the variations. The biggest make here is the Rambam and the Ri. They hold that every show is kosher grass. Every show is kosher grass. They are the biggest make here. Then the biggest machmir here is the Rambam. According to him, not only Ruby show is kosher grass, but Gimel Lugin Bitchilo is also posmodernizing. But then we have one washing in the rush that Rubin Shov is posmodernizing in any kele, even if we blow it. And another washing in the rush that Rubin Shov only with the kele and kabotune. Because of Rabbi Yosson, Albi Tumi is posmodernizing. But Ruby Shov, Kuri Shov, Albi Glowing, Kliadomo is kosher modernizing. And then the Shita of the Raivet is, that Shov, Kuri Shov, I'll be clean. There are two types of show. One type of show is where the person didn't fill up the mikveh with his hands, but he set up pails near the mikveh and the shore of the mikveh. He saw that it was very cloudy, so rain was falling. So he immediately set up 20 pails near the mikveh and the shore of the mikveh. Then it started to rain, and all the 20 pails were filled up with water, and then the wind turned over the pails, and they were dumped into the mikveh. So there was no ma'ase odom, b'yadayim, to dump them into the mikveh. But there was a drawing of water into a keleh, deliberately. That's one type of show. And then the other type of show is merely mikata. So he says, the Rebbe says as follows, that shita of the Rebbe, according to all versions, and this the Amro, different versions. So that the shita of the Rebbe is, after all, does the Torah mention shooting the cleat? What does the Torah mention cleat? Mamayom b'liodom at mikveh b'liodom. You have to show that mamayom b'lishamayim at mikveh b'lishamayim. You have to show shetvisosev yalo. So that only has reference to the show b'yodayim. Mila b'kate, he just filled up his hands and dump the water into the mikveh. Or, let's say, suppose he fills up a pail with water and then he dumps it into the mikveh. So this will go on. So it's both, but there is a new hack, a filling up of the mikveh for your daimalish. That's what the rise of us. If it's all kulayon. But suppose he set up keli near at the shore of the mikveh while it was cloudy, and then it started to rain, and then the wind turned them over. There was no filling up the mikveh. Be a dive. That's only the alma. So even kuli show al the kliv, not al the new dikate, is only possible the alma. But kuli or kuli show. Al Yadai Mamesh, Al Yu Mikate, that is possible. That is the Shita, according to all the churches. So, according to the Haida, which show is Mochamel? The show of the Kli or the show of Al Yu Mikate? Yu Mikate. Still, according to one version, in the Balanepesh, so on the Rabbonu level, so the show of Kli is Mochamel than the show of Yudhikar. According to one version of the Raivels, when do we say that even Gimulugim passes the Mikveh? Just Gimulugim, that's only the show of Gli. So Gimulugim passes. But, according to Raivel, even Kuli show of Yudhikli is only possible. But if Milt and Gimulugim, so, passes. Mashiach came when it wasn't chosen, but he just, with his hands, he just dumped Gimulugim Mayim. And those Gimulugim were never in the Kele. He just filled up his hands with Gimulugim water and dumped them. So then, even the Rabbon is a very remarkable sheep. I mean, this is this Shamayim. So he said that. I mean, so it's very strange. On one hand, the Shita Zachayim is without any doubt that the show of the Yodayim of Yudhi Katev is much more humble than the show of Glee. Where it's not really copy. because the show of Kulei Kule is only possible to Avram. And the show of Nuri Tate, Kule or Ube, is possible to Isaac. But on the Rabbonah level, so Gimel looking between apostles, Nuri the Tate Gimel or Gimel, doesn't do much. So Mele, I just mentioned the connection with this Rabbi of Nora, because this Rabbi of Nora says, so then the question is, first, is the Rabbi says, no, we see the Rabbi from Ruhr Tillich, U Moshe Menu Shlin Shalugi, so it's possible. So we see that even the show was not decree, which was never decree. Just why the show within which in Moshe and Moshe was doing? Because the guy, he squeezed it out. Then he says, no, it's not right. It's very strange. He says, it's not right. Maybe all, many Mishnas he mentions. Mishnas and Deceptus, which imply that any Gimulugi that was drawn out, puzzles me. So he says maybe all these Mishnes have reference to the case who originally they were in here. After all, the water that is concentrated in the mud, so was not concentrated in the mud, Mishnes in the races. So water, how did it become concentrated in the mud? There is certainly water, so who probably made mud, teat, so he mixed water with teat, and that affected the concentration of water in the mud. So where did he get that water? He just got it from the rain. So usually it was probably the pail, then he poured from the pail into the mud, and they concentrated and they dissolved the he made a solution. So originally it was in a pail. So it became so quickly originally. Now he drew it out. So Mele is drawing out something that was already shown. So that's why it's possible. But then Achname, if it is something, let's say, that became dissolved in the mud through the rain. Sometimes, let's say, we have a lot of mud, and then it starts to rain, and the mud, absorbs the rainwater. It was never in the Kele. Then, if a person will squeeze out, draw out this water from the mud, into the mikveh, it will not pass. Unless it will be Kulei or Ubei. This is what the Rabbit says. He says, B'chol ha'ra'is yesh l'tcheisam v'chulei b'shivim b'kli komayim. That was the time in the small letters. So, b'intima miki maiko mashmolon, b'intima mashmolon, d'afal gabi osim lak, b'intima mikve peisul nisim. ויחשבים לו כשוטנה נמשוכם דחת רק על המקרה שנשאר. אבל כאילו דוסם מתחיות לנו מקרה פייס לא נעשו, כי הוא בוא לזה יחם דחת לי. So, right, this is what the reality. So in other words, I mentioned the connection with this Rambam Bat Nora, because all the other Bishenim are Chelek. The reality is Yochim. And even the Rabbit, there are different versions. Some versions, you don't find it easy. You don't find it. Some Mele, but all the other Rishonim certainly hold that the Gimulugim passes not only Gimulugim of Shov B'Glim, but Gimulugim of Nilani Katev equally passes. Alright. Datke, Kishen Mitlava Yitzor, Shoshulugim Ayushim Tefasam Mitle. strange Rashi, so much. But the Rashi is not there, he agreed with it. Hamisani, Hamiasi, the Satiri, Saramife, the Russian, same king, any son, Vitiga, and is there, the Shini Tom. Just to point out that the kings move way to the side. You will tell us, Shakit Mamai, but we say, Hamai, he worked, you know, he took it to the side. We say he didn't pick it up, but in the water he pushed it. And as he pushed it, so water came out. Abel told Shinamai, he picked it up. Nechshav Kishon. The Moshe men were deep at the time of the picking up. So water drips down, and the mitzvah did not have been so yet. So the Gimel looking the drip out from the mud that is raised by him passes the knee. Now she shall be first place looking for some key. That's the key she will meet our bone soul. When we saw him, the mind should be on this one. The Rapshino Marshe, we should be scabbing the shiver and saw it's a ticket on the Mokma. So that means that the Rabbonon, hold that even when he's not mischaving to draw out the water, it's still true. Now the question is, we'll soon see in the next mission. So there are certain shame in discussing the deceptor of your labor mocking. So one version in the Raya of the Baal Nefesh is that if somebody dumps water into the mikveh unintentionally, you know, he splashes as the legion, you know, the march, the gallop. So they unintentionally they splash water into the mikveh, so it's not possible because it shall only become a mikveh. Now we don't pass for it. Still the Raibet, according to one version of the Raibet. So when the legion gallops and splashes water into the mikveh, since it's not true. So why Ad Rabon Chilik and Hashemet? It's with the Paschal action. The deceptor of the legion even mocking. The Rash mentioned that he said that. And according to one version, the Raibet, it means because the Shalom Tamon. So, there's a big difference. They are the legion that they gallop, they don't think and they don't look. And it's not that they know that as a result of their galloping, they are splashing. But now, they do it, you know, absent-mindedly. So maybe it's a little government. But here, when he raises the mud, and the mud has such a heavy concentration of water, he knows that an abundance of water will start dripping. He knows that. In other words, it's a secretion. I mean, I'm not applying the general principle of secretion, you know, something like that. So it's considered like the Kavone. Shimon says, no, that since his intention is not to go out of work, his intention is to move away the mud to the other end of the mikveh, some mele, he doesn't want to work hard. So instead of pushing it in the water, so he picks it up and he throws it away, you know. Some mele, but his real intention is not to draw out the water, even though he knows that this will happen. So it's natural. But one of them, the real attacker knows. But they, when the legion gallops, when they march, they don't think and they don't know. I mean, they do it absent-mindedly, you know. They dump the water absentmindedly. So then, even according to the Rabbanan, that's mamish alayi kavanah. So even according to the Rabbanan, he doesn't become show. Alright. The second shot is very difficult. He will be a sagus. Sagus is a like a towel, a cloth. The zogman should be mikve kosher. They show it. But down in the mikveh, there is memsoch. Without the kimulubim, there is memsoch. There is memsoch. Yuvah mayim shvereshi kosher. The mikveh sholem, mayim shvereshi petzalise. So too, when he immerses himself, so the water from the head drips down. But there is already Nemsor, so what do I care that the water from the head drips down? So even a thousand sot of shol dumped into a mikveh of Nemsor doesn't matter. All right. Sochton is eche. Sochton is eche. In other words, suppose first he immersed himself in it. Then, as he stood up, he decided he will squeeze out all the water and that was the seduces. Fine. Now, the mikveh, before he immersed himself, had accepted himself as a result of his immersion in the mikveh. So some drops of water, in order to adhere to the roof, it's impossible, I mean, that a person should immerse himself in the mikveh and not carry out drops of water, a minimum of water on his good. Stick to the good. So melee, that means as a result of his coming out from the mikveh, of his standing up in the mikveh, so the mikveh that had exactly menso now has menso minus imash. And then he starts squeezing out all the water in his hair. So that falls into a mikveh that is chosar kutin of memso. So now it passes. It passes. Okay. So this explanation is very good. Sochton is a chid ha'abuim tzolch mikveh mechavon yisov, exactly memso. Ushoron ha'tfilek. So he carried with him a minimum of water, let's say a quarter. Very weak. So there is minus a quarter, menso minus a quarter in the mikveh now, because a quarter is on his body, on his shoulders, on his feet, you know, on his body, his hands, on his face. Then he squeezes out the gimulugin from his hair. So he passes the whole mikveh. So again, there are some drops of water that adhered to the cloth. So there is less to Memso now remaining in the tree. Then he starts wringing out the sagus, the towel. 진목이 성파서서 밑에 저 많이 수로 밑에서 무서워 번에 사람들도 없는 것이 많이 수로 존나 밑에 허수아 봉서 이전이야 자루스 세대 퍼서 그래 쉬는 마크 쉬는 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 사람 들이 사마이 베이니 쉬포이치 So I'm Now, so the first pshat is fine. Then the other pshat. The first pshat is that it means Nemso exclusive of the relation. The second pshat is inclusive. In other words, without the Gimunubi relation, the mitveh, the barnet, Nemso minus Gimunubi. But together with the Gimel Yugim, in his hair, it had Memso. The Mayishe Bissarei, in Pesel and Esamit, the Ladar Abem, it's talking with Ashrimi La Bunso, to the Ashkhon, the Lishpel, Shemi, the Gittin, who saved the Shemi, the Chagidi, in Goyu Chagov, Shem, Vishem, Ladies be mine, Akashimi Toya. Now, because the beauty of Shiti is that we say Das, Puradam. In other words, we imagine that the mind that is on top, a sea, it had dripped downward, deep down. So, where Buddha says it, in connection with the mitzvah that had exactly Memso. The exactly Memso. And Reuven and Shimon decided to be table in that mitzvah. So Reuven went into the mitzvah, descended into the mitzvah first. And then, after Reuven rose from the mitzvah, stood up in the mitzvah, and he sat down, you know, on the board. He said, here is the mitzvah. So Reuven went down to the mitzvah, then he stood up, and he sat down here, and he kept his feet set at the bottom of the ground of the mitzvah. Then Shimon, while Reuven was sitting, you know, on the shore of the mitzvah, with his feet on the calf of the mitzvah, so Shimon went up. So the Rakami says, Reuven's tefillah is a good tefillah because he immersed himself in Memso. He had exactly Memso. Shimon's tefillah is not a good tefillah because when Reuven stood up and sat down on the border, you know, on the shore of the mitzvah, so he had some minimum of water on his body, he carried it with him, on his face. So at the bottom of the mitzvah, there was a little less than Memso. So Shimon immersed himself in Memso minus something. So Shimon's tefillah is not good to him. And this says, in Buddha, Agrof, Chilpishin, Yigiz, Mamayi, while Shimon was tefillah. So then Shimon's tefillah is also good to him. Because we consider the drops of water on the face, on the shoulders, on the legs, even though they are raised above the level of water, as if they had already dripped down because of us. So maybe the Hadap Shat in the Rash applies it to a case
Mishnayos Mikvos, by the Russian Shiva continued. Zayin Shvat Hei Tov Shemim Hei January 29, 1985, on Tuesday continued.
Because there is no such thing. I mean, the exact, my best means, you are told you must have another tefillah, but